Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Hideout Podcast. My name is Omboy, and yes, as I told you guys that I want to try going back to the monologue kind of episodes because you guys have been asking me, you know, we were doing so well with the monologue episodes and here we are. So we are in a beautiful studio apartment. It's called the Podstart Studios. So you guys should go and check it out on all the social media platforms. Yeah, if you're a fan of podcaster, content creator, you should go and check it out. So here we are with a monologue podcast episode, and we're going to talk about how is life over 25, because, you know, I just celebrated my birthday in September. That is, and man, I am old. Quarter life crisis in Anigonga, right, left and center. And, you know, in the process of me celebrating another year, and also because I started the Hideout Podcast, that was in 2020. So we were also celebrating our 3-year anniversary, that is on September 6th, and my birthday was in September 1st. So here we are, and as I was trying to, you know, navigating through the quarter life crisis and all that, I came about, you know, there was this quote I read somewhere. It was talking about life starts when you are over 25 now. Life starts when you are at 25. So here we are, and you know, because me and Tani Lishapita, you're 25. So here we are doing an episode about how is life over 25, rather what have we learned when we are now over 25 years. And man, life is just a journey, I can tell you. But quarter life crisis, I bet it is a real thing. I don't know about you guys, but you know, when I was trying to celebrate my birthday, that was September 1st, one thing that came to my mind was, you know, intentionality. Like, I don't know about you, but I feel like intentionality is such an important aspect in our day-to-day lives. So when I crossed over 25, because we're not getting any younger. So when I crossed over 25, I think I learned the importance of being intentional. Not only being intentional with myself, but also being intentional with, you know, everybody around me, from, you know, being intentional with my parents, being intentional with my siblings, being intentional with Hideout Podcast. That is why I had, you know, I recorded around June, July. Yeah, now I have to, like, you know, sijuingi June, July, ni gani mwezi wa sita now. June is, you know, mwezi wa sita, and then July, it's the seventh month. So I think I recorded last, it was in July. And then I kind of took a break, and then though nilirudi tena last, you know, just this week with another episode I did with Adrian about the Nairobi design. So I think intentionality comes in a way that it's not, you know, not just being intentional with yourself, but also being intentional with, you know, your daily-to-day life activities. What are you doing, you as a person? Are you intentional with your work? Are you intentional with your career? Are you intentional with your, you know, with your finance? Are you intentional with your, you know, with your spiritual life? Are you intentional emotionally, you know, mentally, physically? Are you intentional with your body? So I think that is one thing I have learned when I crossed over 25. And I asked you guys this question, like, I posted the question on my Instagram and also on my status, and you guys gave me really amazing insights, and I'm going to read some of them. You know, I want us to understand how life feels like when you cross over this other side, because, you know, when you're 25, quarterly life crisis, they're now starting from there. So I want us to understand what are some of the lessons that, you know, not only you have learned as a person, but also other people have also learned as well. And you'll find that this life is just, you know, it's a circle. It's like, you know, it's like a merry-go-round. So we are all experiencing the same things, but differently. So, I mean, like, we are all just, you know, we are all the same. I tend to feel like life, like, we are all the same, but very different yet at the same time. I don't know how that works. But, you know, it can still coexist, and it actually works so well. So I'm going to read some of the comments that you people gave me, and because, you know, this is a monologue kind of a podcast episode, so I hope it's going to be interactive, and I hope you enjoy this episode as much as, you know, I'm enjoying it in my head. So here we go. So I asked, you know, you guys, like, what have you learned when you crossed over the 25, this over 25 now? And someone said, I have learned that I'm the person in charge of my healing. I can't blame things on every word each and every time. If I don't do the work that's needed of me, then I'll be the one hurting myself and everyone else around me. So that was such an important point, because you know what? Come on, guys. I think when I've just read this, I think something that has come to my mind is not really intentionality, but you know, being accountable. Are you an accountable person? Like, do you take accountability? You know, I think it's very important for someone, rather you as a person, to be accountable. Imagine each and every time, like, you are being a shitty person and then you're blaming it on the traumas that you faced when you were in class too. Boss, really? Come on. Sisi ni watu wakubwa, you know, let us try to be accountable and responsible human beings. You know, with rights comes responsibilities, yeah? So please, be accountable. Not every time ukikosewa, every time you are being a shitty... There's this person I know, hey, I hope they won't be listening to this podcast episode. But you know, there are so many people I know, including you, who is this kind of a person. Every time they do something, rather every time they tend to be a shitty person, they blame it on them. They have a, what is it called? This, the depression. I think it's depression. I don't know these terms. Hey, and I am a mental health advocate. Please don't kill me for this. But you know, they blame it on their mental health state. Every time akifanya kitu, they're like, you know what, manze mi niko na stress, ama siju niko na ADHD, for example. Let us use ADHD. Please, people with ADHD, don't come for me, don't even know the... That is just an acronym. Ata siju in full, but never mind. So they blame it on the condition that they have. Manze, Joe, let us learn to be accountable. Imagine you're over 25 years and every time you are being a shitty person, you're blaming it. Unajua, by the way, me, my parents, I was raised by a single mom. Like, nobody cares, you know. Just learn to be a responsible and a good human being, you know. Because you are every time blaming something that is happening to you on, you know, the condition that you have, or, you know, or your home background. Like, we don't care. Just be a kind, a responsible, and an accountable human being. That is very important. Thank you so much to that. I don't even know who that was, but thank you for that. Another one I learned was, happiness is an inside job and it doesn't come from materialism or instant gratification. Happiness is knowing you're alone and no one is coming to save you. Happiness is contentment over comparison. Happiness craves peace and distorts comfort. I could be a sage all morning long. At the end of the day, I'll ask you to find it within you to lean towards true happiness and chin towards God. That was amazing, you know? Like, this is what I was trying to say, like, happiness is an inside job. Imagine every day you waking up, umepita over 25. Yeah, I'm trying to use umepita over 25 because that is what our topic was all about. Imagine umepita over 25 and every time you're waking up, you're, you know, grumpy. I know life happens, yeah? Life happens and, you know, we can't blame it because life has to go on and it has to happen. But imagine you spending, example, like, maybe tuseme God amekupatia uende hadi how many years? Tuseme over 50, yeah? Tuseme unaenda hadi 50 years. You are now 25 years. Tuseme you're standing at 25 years. You have 25 years more to go and then you're sasa uende, you know, the other side. We don't even, you know, the other side. I hope we'll cross over penye tunenda kukunywa maziwa na asali, as they say. So imagine you're going, itafika, like, you will die maybe tuseme ukiwa 50 years. And you're now 25 years. But every time you're waking up for the next 25 years, all you'll be doing is complaining and saying how life is shitty. And you're not doing anything about it. So every time umeamka uko zile za, you know what, mi ata, hi maisha, nothing is working out for me, you know, and all that. Like, every day you'll be waking up for the rest of your, you know, for the rest of your life from these 25 years. After the time utafika 25 years, you'll just be complaining about how life is shitty and all that. It's okay, life happens. Life sucks sometimes. That I am good, make up, but I'm trying to, you know, to balance my mental health and all that. But how about you try to find the happiness within? Because, you know, like, gratitude is a must, as Kofi said. And I think God also appreciates someone who, not every time you are, you know, you're complaining, we are living in one of our answered prayers. Like, imagine when you are, I think the young Wamboi, I bet she must be so proud of me at this particular point. Because, you know, I wanted to be a journalist so bad. I thought I'll be a journalist, niko mbele ya cameras. Okay, niko mbele ya camera right now. But I thought, like, journalism was all about, you know, being Nikwe Citizen, Nikwe NTV, or, you know, all those, you know, name the media houses that you're thinking of. I thought that was what journalism was all about. But God has been there all through. Like, you know, the skills that I acquired when I was in journalism schools, they're the same skills that I'm using now, you know, doing my podcast and my content creation. I think everything always just aligns the way God intended them to be. So how about you find gratitude and, you know, the happiness inside you, because happiness is an inside job. So just look for, you know, maybe you might not be having so many reasons to, you know, to be thankful and to be happy and all that, but just find that one reason. Waking up should give you, that should be a motivation for you to, you know, that should be a motivation for you to go on with your life. You know, waking up, you are healthy. That should be a motivation for you to, you know, to just smile and tell God, you know what, God, there's so many people who wanted to be here today, but they're not here. Maybe let me just give you a backstory. I don't know if it's really a backstory, but Juzi. Nikitokea, I was coming from where was I coming from? I think I was coming from, yeah, I was having a meeting. Oh, it was the girl summit at UN. So as I was going back home, I think it was 8 p.m. when I was going home, to keep it up with Thika Road, I think it was Mbelea Garden City, up Mbelea Kidogo. There was this mama who was under the bus, like alikuwa amegongwa, amekanyagwa na hiyo bus, and she was under the bus, you know. And so, like, kila mtu, you could see the expression on me. Ni muoga, by the way, and I don't play with when it comes to my sleep. So I think the minute nilikuwa nataka kusimama nione what was happening, because everyone was like, oh my God, Jesus, you know, and the panic was all over. Sasa, like, kwa gari yenye mimi nilikuwa, and the minute I wanted to stand nione, like, the woman who was now, yeah, alikuwa amesimama, alikuwa this other side, so, like, hiyo side yenye yeye alikuwa na a better, like, a clear view, the expression, like, she had on her face, iliniambia tu, you know what, Wamboi, if you love your sleep, you better not. So nikienda kusimama hivi, I could see the expression on her face, and I was like, maybe not, acha tu nisijitese. So I sat down, and watu wakiwa wanapiga story, you know, sasa, like, after sasa gari yetu imesonga mbele, watu wakiwa wanaongea, you know, hiyo ya, oh my God, I think she was, you know, going home, because alikuwa amebeba, how do you think, kwa bagi yake, like, bagi yenye ilikuwa sasa hapo kando after amegongwa, ilikuwa na nyanya na vitunguu, yeah, I think ilikuwa na nyanya na vitunguu. And I couldn't help but wonder, like, you know, like, maybe she was rushing home, you know, maybe she was a mom, she was a sister, she was a daughter, she was, you know, she was someone's wife, she was a friend, she was maybe a church member, she was, you know, a community leader. Like, I couldn't help but wonder, like, you know, maybe if she had kids, maybe that is why she was rushing home. Alikuwa amebeba nyanya because she wanted to cook for her kids. But I think in that moment, like, I couldn't help but wonder, just what is the meaning of life, you know? Like, what is the meaning of life? If you only have one chance to live, not twice, you don't have two, you don't get two chances in this life, you don't. You only get one chance to live. So, like, what are you doing with this one chance? Like, are you just sitting there, you know, like, weeping and, you know, being sad about everything that is happening in your life? Or are you taking that, you know, the accountability and the responsibility to live a fulfilling life, the one that you are happy, the one that you'll be happy, you know? Because, like, that woman, I'm so sure she was rushing to go home, but then again, ameshinda mchana. Imagine, I was trying to think, ameshinda mchana vizuri na watu, maybe hata alikuwa na mtu akimwambia, unajua nini, mimi nafika tu hapa home by 2:00 nitakuwa nishapikia watoto, because it was a holiday. Yes, it was that holiday. So I was really wondering, like, just what is the meaning of life if you only have, you know, just one chance to live? So what are you doing with this one chance that you have? Like, because, you know, maybe I don't know, just try to find, you know, the purpose and the meaning of your life, ama what you are really intended to come to do here on earth, you know. Just find the small things that will at least make you appreciate life, and, you know, just be grateful to God for, you know, for waking up another day, because not so many people get that chance. That mama, maybe she thought alikuwa amepanga kesho yake, it was on a Tuesday, ataamka afanye, you know. Ama maybe not even hata kesho yake, maybe she was hoping she'd get home and, you know, do something for her kids or for herself or whoever, but she didn't get that opportunity. So what are you doing with the opportunities that you get to, you know, to spend, to have these moments, to experience life as a whole? So please, whatever you do, just experience life, you know, in a whole, as a whole, because you never know the next minute what will, you know, what will come. So yes, I also, you know, just continuing with that same sentiment, someone said independence, you realize the importance of financial independence and start managing your finances more responsibly. Man, when it comes to finance, I always say, I think financial literacy is something that is so important, financial literacy. Because it's so easy for you, unaona hiyo pesa nyoko nayo, you know, the 50-30-20 rule. I don't know if that is how it goes. I think there's also a book, you know. I'm trying to read books to do with finances. Nimesoma romance sana, and they're all lies because it's not happening in my real life, you know. Men are liars in the books. Please, men, don't come at me. So, I think I'm trying to balance, in as much as, you know, I love reading books, by the way. Hey, me, I love reading. But, you know, the romance, I think I like. I'm a hopeless romantic. Niletea flowers. That is outside the topic. But I think it's also good for us to, you know, to try and get to read, you know, try, if you are this kind of a person who loves movies, Netflix, they have, you know, they have movies that revolves around money and finance. If you love books, you should, you know, also try to explore other aspects. You know, when it comes to books, I think there is that book for, you know, I think it's 50-30-20 rule, if I'm not wrong. I hope I've gotten that right. So there is also books that revolve around finance. So there is this thing my aunt loves telling me. She says, if you have 200 shillings, sahi na hii economy, 200 shillings, imagine hata inunui unga. You know unga, it's, I think it's 220. So haita nunua hata hiyo unga, that 200 shillings that you have. When you have E200 shillings enye iliko wende usave, ukiitumia, that is, hiyo ni pesa kidogo sana sahi kutumia hiyo 200. But best believe, if you decided to save these 200 shillings, itakuwa pesa mingi sana, because imagine ukisave 200, ukae kidogo another 200, another time 200, if you save so 50, like that will result to, you know, you might be able to even invest in something big. Na ili kwa sababu ya hizo pesa kidogo, you know, haba haba hujaza kibaba, as the, you know, watu wa Kiswahili wanasema. But the minute umetoa hii 200 bob, umetumia 200, say 200, imagine hata inunui, you know, hata yo a packet of unga, ni 220 if I'm not wrong. So this, no matter how small you think that amount of money is, please try to be, you know, financial literacy. It's something very important. We should all aspire to have that financial literacy. I think umepita over 25 years, na bado, you know, you're just spending money like there is no tomorrow. Okay, we don't know about kesho. Hey, mi kwaza hii quote, yeah, you only live once in animalizanga. It's true! Si mwambia story huyo madam, by the way, may her soul rest in peace. But, you know, we only live once, yes. But then again, we also, you know, we don't know. We have tomorrow. We also have tomorrow. So what happens tomorrow? Kama, you know, imagine all our youths, pesa zenye tunapata saizi tukiwa youths. Umefika 50 years ama 40 years. And then, you hata nyumba wezi rent. Bro, let us also, you know, let us have, be people with vision, you know, and at least in as much as, you know, tunataka kukula happy, mi kwaza nataka kuenda soul festival, nimesikia sijui ticket ni how much, but then again, like, what are we doing with this small money that we're getting? Because, you know, we are not getting ati mingi hivyo, but no matter how small amount of money we are getting, are you financially stable? I think discipline, you know, I talked about intentionality, even when it comes to your finances and discipline. Are you disciplined enough, you know, kujua hata 200, nafa maybe kusave 50 bob. If 50 bob, like, wacha niki 50 bob kano nitumie 150. Like, let us just aspire to be this kind of human beings who are, you know, we are disciplined. Now, maybe, I hope this is me not preaching, you know, preaching water and drinking wine. But I am also trying to be this kind of a person who is financial discipline, you know, financial literacy is something that is very important. So at least msome vitabu, mjue, you know, get into chamas, you know, sikuzi kuna hizo, get to know, unaona hata kwa news. Kwa news, by the way, hiyo kwa business, kuna hiyo business news. Huwa wanaonyesha about, you know, how these banks, maybe kuna hizo, you know, this, kuna hizo, how you can invest, you know, how you can invest in these banks, ama, you know, how you as a person you can invest. So it's very important for us to have that financial literacy. Yes. Another point was friendships and dynamics. Hey, hey. So, some friendships may naturally drift apart. Some friendships may naturally drift apart as priorities and interests change, and that is okay. So, I have these friends when, yeah, it's okay for people fall out, you know. People, you know, we might be friends. We've been friends from tangu nizaliwe. I am now over 25. And, you know, it's okay for us to fall apart. It's okay for friendships to fall apart. It's okay for you to form new friendships. Like today I've entered in this studio, you know, and to be pick up for story now. And I'm like, you know what, you know, I mean, it's okay for you to have that open-mindedness. You know, you can create very, you know, because we get networks and connections from the kind of people that you meet each and every day. So, friendships fall out. I think it's very important for us. Umepita over 25 na bado unangangana kusumbwana na beshte mwenye mulikuwa na ye baby class. Okay, si mbaya wale my friends mwenye mulikuwa na baby class. But I mean, like, you know, you've grown. You've made, you know, you can make better connections, you know. You can still meet other people who will lead you to, you know, to greater destinies. And, you know, they might lead you to very important points or parts of your life that you never knew you would. But then again, man, let us learn, you know, ikifika point ya kuburn bridges, if those bridges are not helping you anymore, please don't be scared to burn them. Because I mean, even other people, they won't even think twice when it comes to maybe breaking, you know, and burning the bridges when it comes to you. So it's very important for us to, you know, learn that, you know, friendships can end. And it's not a bad thing, you know, but you can still make other important connections. Another thing is time flies, you know, time flies like a thief in the night. Burna Boy and Sauti Sol. They said it very well. Time flies. What are you doing with the time that you have? Are you spending it, you know, crying about how, you know, how life is unfair? You know, how you were traumatized when you were a kid, how you math teacher, mwalimu wa math, ulisema sita ifika siju wapi. Are you still crying about that? Manze, let us be kind of people who, you know, let us take each season, because, you know, life always happens. And the minute you learn that this life, there is different seasons for each and everything. And every day, you know, the sun rises and the sun sets. That is, you know, another opportunity for you to be a better person, to be a better human being. What are you doing with, you know, with the limited time? Because, you know, we're not here. Hatuta last forever, apa. We are here for a very short period of time and then we are going. So, like, what are you doing with the time that you have? I hope you're spending it, you know. I hope you're spending it to the fullest, you know. You're spending it being an intentional person. I hope you're spending it being an intentional daughter, an intentional friend, an intentional podcaster, doctor, journalist, whatever you want to be. So just be an intentional kind of a person and, you know, spend your time, you know, just spend your time being a good kind of a person. And another thing is failures, the Kikuyu and me, failures are lessons. Failures and setbacks are valuable learning experiences. They teach you resilience and adaptability. So don't take, you know, because life happens, as we said, but every time that you fall down, so ukianguka saizi kwa matope, are you just going to sit there? Amutamka, you know, and you wipe your dust and, you know, you decide, you know what, nisawa, this has happened to me. But then again, life doesn't stop just because, you know, things are happening in your life. Life always continue. Life doesn't give you time to process loss, by the way, let me tell you. You know, you might be there, you know, maybe your parent has, you know, your parent has died. Ama maybe, you know, your career imegonga mwamba na nivo sasa umevutwa job. Ama maybe, you know, you've lost a loved one. Ama your relationship uko na heartbreak, you know, you are undergoing a heartbreak. Life doesn't stop just because it feels like your life has stopped. Life will always continue. It doesn't even give you time to process the loss. But you, because I'm hoping you're going to learn to be intentional human beings, just take that moment to, you know, you tell yourself that, you know, maybe these are things that, maybe I'm supposed to learn from all this, you know. Maybe I'm supposed to, I always say, for me, And I don't know if the end, maybe, you know, other people take endings, like just endings. But for me, I take endings as, you know, the start of something new, the start of something beautiful, the start of something that I can be able to adapt and cope, you know. So anytime I hit the rock bottom, I'm always reminding myself that, you know what, maybe this is just the beginning of something new. Because the minute you decide that, you know, that is that and, you know, you're now done, life doesn't stop just because your life feels like it has stopped. Life will always go on. So just be this kind of a person, you know. You process. Just take a minute and process the loss, and you know what, and remind yourself that, you know what, life doesn't have to stop, you know. It's for you to now know how to move, and you know how to cope with the losses and the lessons, you know, and the failures. But they're not just failures, you know, they're supposed to be lessons for you to learn from. And you know, you never know what you might learn from that. Another thing is purpose and passion. Finding your true passion, whatever you're doing, whatever you love doing. If it's music, go for it. Imagine life is too short. If it's music, go for it. If it's trying to be a DJ, me by the way, I want to learn, you know, how to be a DJ. Neza kwa DJ mnoma hapo kwa set, yeah? Pata na zile my headphones. So, whatever you want to do, whatever passion that you have, whatever you want to try, just go for it. Try. Because you never know, it might lead you to something greater. Because, Connie, how many people have we had, you know, they started something as a joke. For example, like this podcast, let's say, I started it during COVID and so many people started, you know, their creative journey during that period of time. You started it, you know, as a passion, umeka TV and you're like, by the kumene zongia kwa mai, kunanza na simu, unaongea, unafanya, you know. Na realize, oh, kumbe sauti yangu simba, I can try do something. So, if you have passion in whatever you want to do, just go for it, because you never know where it might lead. And I love risk takers, you know. Just take a risk, because it might lead you to something very big, something very, you know, something worthwhile. And you never know, maybe that is just what God intended you to do, and umejifungia hapa, you don't want to try, you know, your passion. Explore your talents, explore your passions, because they might lead you to something very meaningful in your life. And above all, I think I'll just go back to, you know, just being a kind person. I think being a kind person is very important, because man, you know, I think before I celebrated my birthday, I experienced very unkind and, you know, unkind behaviors and unkind people. And I think that is what I told myself. I told myself, you know what, maybe I'm not made for this. I just want to be, you know, every time I wake up and every day I wake up, I aspire to be a kind human being, you know, and a good human being, because there's so many people, you know, umiketi na mtu kwa macho, you don't even know what they're going through. And, you know, yani, unaamua tu kukua just an unkind human being. Like, people are really experiencing a lot, especially during this era and during this age. Mental health is really a big issue, you know. And like, this October 10th, it was World Mental Health. And I think it's very important for people to, you know, just be kind to the other person, because you don't even know what they're going through, you know. Maybe whatever, just a simple kind word might be able to, you know, to push that person to the next day or to their next minute, because maybe they were at the verge of, you know, giving up or tearing down and breaking down. But just a simple kind of actness, you know, just a simple, you know, act of kindness can be able to just help the other person and make them look forward to brighter days and to more kind people, you know. If we all aspire to be kind human beings, I think the world will be such a beautiful space for us all to live in. So just aspire to be a kind and a good person being who is very intentional with other people, you know, and whatever that you're doing. And yes, because you guys gave me so many feedbacks that I can't be able to read all of them. And because this was a monologue kind of a conversation, so we were just going for, you know, just a short period of time. But guess what? I hope we'll be having more monologue kind of conversation, and that was very insightful. And thank you to everyone who chipped in and gave me their, you know, their feedbacks on how it feels like to be an over 25. And manze hatujazeka sana, nasikia kunje mna Twitter sikuzi wa mama wenye tulizaliwa 1997 na 1998. Man, be kind. Those are kind. We need kind people, by the way. Hatujakuwa mama hivyo na waze. So please, just be kind, you know, and just be kind and aspire to be a kind human being, because that is what the world needs. Because look at what Israel is going through right now, our Palestinians, you know, like, people are dying all over, people are dying each and every day because of war. And we should also just you know, we should also be thankful that, you know, because maybe Kenya, we are not atuko, we're not that good, but living in a world, rather a country that is peaceful, I think that is something that we really take for granted. But just sit down and see what other countries are going through because of war, and you realize that, you know, people are being killed, women and kids, they're being raped, like, there's just chaos. Me, by the way, I think I'm learning to, you know, also, this is also another point, when I'm, you know, in my over 25 years, I think I love clarity and, you know, peace. Anywhere there is chaos and all that, manze, you don't deserve that. Nishazeka already, nimepita over 25, and then unaanza kuniletea chaos. So whoever, just protect your energy and protect your peace. Anyone who is bringing you, you know, anakuletea chaos and war, you honestly don't need that. So we need clarity, and clarity is very important, and peace. So adios, and thank you so much for that amazing time that we've had, guys. So it has been an amazing time here at Podstart, and I really love this space because it's such a beautiful space, and, you know, very friendly. Leo hata kama nimefanya peke yangu, it didn't feel that, you know, didn't feel that alone. It has been very intimate, and I hope you will learn a lesson or two on this podcast episode. Thank you so much, guys. Until next time, ciao.